My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
10:03 in the nation's capital, overtime. DOC Max with you here on a hot microphone. Game day in the nation's capital. And Commanders and Patriots go after it. It's following the not opening week, a zero week in college football, the Yellow Jackets. Yeah, and college football is going, and mentioning college football, it's kind of hard to think of college football around the nation's capital and not mention the all-time leading rusher at the University of Maryland, Lamont Jordan. And Lamont, I don't know how much you got to see, if you got to see any of Georgia Tech and Florida State. You know what it's like to have a target on you, because you've been targeted since Pop Warner. But it's official when it gets going, and the Yellow Jackets pull it off, and you've been there, my friend. What's it feel like to have that pigskin in the air?
Doc, man, it feels great, man. This is the time of year. I just can't wait until the first game of the season for both college and the NFL. But Georgia Tech getting that win yesterday just really lets you know that college football is here. You know, I remember last year all the talk about Florida State getting snubbed for the college playoff, and Georgia Tech, hey, you come out there, you get a win against the number 10 ranked team in the nation, and you're putting yourself in position to be in the playoffs.
I love it when a team comes up and does what a lot of folks didn't think was possible. And I think about that and the Terps and what Coach Locks and his crew have the possibility of doing. And you've been on teams like that. You know, you have to go out and earn that respect by winning some games that maybe people don't think you're capable of doing.
You have to, especially in college football, man. You know, the way the rankings are, when you're fighting against teams that have the notoriety, that you know that the powers to be would much rather have certain names in the college football playoffs, you have to go out there and win games that people don't expect you to win. And that's why I'm really excited about this upcoming Terps season. You know, we lost some guys like Tarheeb Steele and Bo Braid and Jashawn, but I'm really excited to see a guy like Octavian Smith step up, Ty Fulton get an opportunity, and, of course, our running back, Henby. I think this is going to be a special year for the Terps. I know we got some transfers coming in. We lost our center last year, but we get a guy from Purdue coming in at center. And I'm really expecting big things from the Terps this year. Coach Locks is really getting settled in over here. Brian Williams, our defensive coordinator. Our defense has been a great defense since Coach Williams has gotten there. So this is an exciting time for all football fans, but especially in the area. You're talking about having a new head coach with the Commanders. You're talking about having Terps getting USC and Oregon on the schedule this year. It's that time of year, Doc. It's football season, man. I'm geeked. I'm really excited.
You know, I was telling Max that, can you imagine what Lamont Jordan would be able to pull in from an NIL standpoint? I mean, I'm just wondering, all of the pizza that you endure as a collegiate student, and wings and pizza, and what's the third food of choice in college? Pizza, wings, and
cheap beer.
When food, not liquid.
I think that, well, that can count on, as
I
mean, a food.
Okay, well, I guess so, maybe so. Have you been able to wrap your head around this, the NIL? Have you had a dream or daydream about what your value proposition might have been like if it were real and you were in it now?
You know what, Doc? Sometimes I go down that road. For me, you know, had there been NIL, I'll tell you what, I probably wouldn't have played halfback. I probably would have been moved to fullback, all the free food that I would have been able to get. Because keeping my weight down would have been an issue. But I try not to even think about it too much. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm sure other players feel that way. You know, for me, when I played, you know, if somebody was to buy you a movie ticket, you can lose your eligibility.
That's right.
And so I try not to think about it. I just think about the fact that I played 4 years in college. I did it the right way, never took money. And I kept my eyes focused on my dream, which was the National Football League. And I'm really glad that I played in the era that I played in when football was football. You know, you turn on the game, you have big hits. But I am happy that these kids are getting paid now. But you know, the difference is with this transfer portal, you have a lot of guys who are making decisions to make a couple of $1,000s, maybe a couple $100,000s, and it's messing up their opportunity to go to the National Football League and make millions. So I focus more on the fact that I had a 9-year NFL career. I was a second-round draft pick, and I'm just thankful that I was able to enjoy that.
Yeah, everything changes. I mean, nothing stays the same. The idea of people transfer portal and leaving after 1 year, it is confusing. You think it's confusing for you, but for me, gambling was like it was like doing drugs, so forbidden that you didn't even think about it. And now they're wearing sponsors, you know, patches on jerseys. It's all about change, you know, and evolution. You also have taken on, you've coached high school, you coached in the women's league, and I also understand that there's another chapter to Lamont Jordan's career path that'll take place this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm just a couple of weeks ago, I got named as the head coach of the Washington Prodigy. That's another women's tackle football league. WNFC, and I'm really excited about that. You know, if people are looking for year-round football, once the Terps are finish doing what they're doing, which I expect to have been an outstanding season, and I'm expecting the same thing out of the Commanders, this spring, come and check out the Washington Prodigy. These women, they come out here, and if you're looking for throwback football where hits are, where you just get a chance to see some hits, you definitely want to come and check out some of our games.
You know, I remember over the years talking to you, you were always a big fan of women's basketball, way before it became that it hit the levels of popular, it being as popular as it is now. You've always been there. Are you surprised at how it has morphed into what it is today?
No, I'm not. With social media being the way it is, and times change, when you have money being thrown around, it doesn't surprise me one bit. You know, one thing I've always said, first of all, I grew up as a kid. My mom was an athlete. I used to go watch her play softball, watch her go bowling. So when it comes to me watching women in sports, that's nothing new for me, and it doesn't surprise me. I mean, coming up during the time of watching women's basketball, having a chance to follow the Terps when they won their national championship, I just knew. I mean, you could just see it just as an athlete that, hey, you know, these women are ballers out here, and I'm happy that they're getting the notoriety that they're getting. It's a shame that a lot of it is based on the drama, because there have been women out there. You know, I think the Aces, I think Wilson should be the one person that everybody's talking about, and Caitlin Clark, she's done a great job. Andrew Reese, you know, when she left the Terps and went to LSU, oh man, I was really blown about that, because you see what type of player she's turning out to be. But I'm happy that these ladies are finally getting their due.
Well, LJ, we appreciate you, man, tapping in with us today. I was sharing with Max, and maybe you, because you're more of a current take on it. What are some of these guys going? What's going through their mind? If you think they're bubble guys tonight, how big is this game for a quarter of this roster on both sides tonight?
For a lot of these guys, Doc, this is their Super Bowl. I'll tell you what, playing 9 years, I remember going through 9 training camps, and this is the worst time of year. When you see a young guy, they come in early, they're all excited, and when it comes down to this last game of the season, for a lot of these guys, this is their career. Like, this is their Super Bowl. They're either going to go out there and show out and get an opportunity to at least make the scout team. If you can make the scout team, then you still have a foot in the door. But I remember that this is that time of year that when a guy has to take his playbook to the coach, you know, when a guy is dapping everybody up and it's their time to leave and you see the tears in their eyes and some guys just know their careers are pretty much over. This is an exciting time, but it's also a sad time. And so this is the preseason game that I really like to watch. With this new format of preseason, not having a third game where your stars are playing a whole half, this is the preseason game that I like to watch, because when it's all said and done, when you're thinking about the future of your franchise, you're looking, who is that young player? Who are those young players that are going to step up? And for the Commanders' case, you know, I'm really paying attention to the wide receiver core, and I'm really paying attention to the secondary, because I really think that if you're a guy playing one of those two positions, if you can put a great showing out there tonight, you can put yourself in position to make the scout team or possibly be a guy that gets called back throughout the course of the season in the event that an injury takes place. So for a number of these guys, this is their Super Bowl, and I'm really excited to watch and see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Lamont, have a great one, man. Give the young fella a high five for me, and we'll tap in with you next week and the week after that and the week after that, and we'll just keep talking ball. Appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, sir, Doc. Appreciate it.
All right, good deal. Lamont Jordan, man, his coach would say, simply one of the best. We'll take a break. We come back. Let's light it up. 1-800-636-1067. You with Lamont. Is there anybody in particular that you will be have a spotlight on tonight when the burgundy and gold hit FedEx?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shout out to Lamont Jordan. That was timely, and we do love that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And let's see, we're going out to Canine Country, Southeast. Bonesy.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Hey, shout out to my main man, Max, man. Yeah, Doc, you know, for today, man, I'm going to be focusing on the tight ends, man, you know, especially Ben Sinnott. You know, I want to see, you know, Ben Sinnott get into a groove and, you know, be a target, man, you know, in the offense, you know, because, you know, that tight end is very important because we got a young quarterback, you know, to help our quarterback out. You know, and then I also want to see what we're going to have, you know, what type of linebackers and cornerbacks we got, you know, in the secondary, you know, for the backup. And that's it, you know, just see if we can get some depth out this last preseason game. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Bonesy, K-9, man, for life. We appreciate that. Yeah, it is. I mean, we're going to learn some – there's an opportunity out there. I go, who is this year's Raven Caldwell? Who's going to go in there and just be reckless? And we go, wow, who is that? And that guy becomes a fixture in your town for 30 years. Annapolis is our next stop. Robert, welcome to Overtime.
Well, good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to reiterate what you mentioned. I've always had the thought that, yeah, I understand you don't want to put your veterans out there, but rookies – second-year players, I think the game experience far outweighs, if you want to call it a game, you know.
It's it is real, a game.
A real action, in my thought. You know, I go back many years, Doc. But I think that outweighs this perennial concern about injury. You can't play out of fear. So, and it also would create great excitement, I think, for your fans over there. You know, if Jaden was playing some of this game first, you'd have a much better atmosphere. You got to get the fans kind of revitalized a little bit. So that's just my thought on who should play, who should not play. You know, when I get on a commercial air flight, I want the pilot to have ample time at 35,000 feet. I don't want to just have a few hours in a flight simulator. So,
yep.
And if I may ask you, you had a fairly lengthy career, 9 or 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Was there ever a time at this time of year where you weren't worried about the Turk coming to look for you?
The one thing about winning that helps you is that people aren't looking to break up winning combinations as much as if we're in last. When you're in last place, everybody but the quarterback is concerned about they're trying to reshape their team. Fortunately, you know, you can be so good that they're always trying to upgrade, and you get old and you run out of, you just run out of steam. But I think good teams, you're always looking over your shoulder because they're all the smart ones are always looking to upgrade.
Yeah, so my thoughts close out with this. Back in those days, it was like the players were, except for a few, were essentially playing for their job to keep their job every year. Now with the money, it's, you know, the kind of some complacency falls in there. But I do appreciate taking my call, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks,
Robert. And have faith in your Nationals. You know, the Orioles just 3 years ago were losing 100 games.
I know.
You get the young players coming in, you'll be all right in a year or two.
Yeah, I know. It sounds good. We appreciate that, but I'd still rather win. You know, it's when you're in last place, the difference between first and last, it's the standard. You know, when you are winning and coming off championships, whether you NFC League, NFC, the East, or the World Championships, everybody wants your job, a job, on that group. When you're off the Titanic, I mean, everybody should be worried about can they make it. So it's two different atmospheres, and this is the one that we're just questioning why people don't play. Unfortunately, I'm reading online the young man died in the game last night, and that happens in football, and I don't think it doesn't happen every day. But it's the one reminder that the game we love, the game that we follow, is a dangerous game. And you have to train for it, prepare for it, and understand this is no joke. So everything that the league and the teams do to ensure health, and you're not going out there going bull in the ring and trying to see how tough you are every day, that's ignorant. You got to be smart about this, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. But if you have your son or daughter playing rugby, any contact sport could be your last. I mean, we got to be smart about it. And I think they're doing a great job all the way across the board. And when you watch the games, when I watch the games now, not knowing who's on the field, but just watching it, it's not like it's a Barnum and Bailey. I mean, for the most part, I'm watching the Chiefs. I see that uniform. I know 15's not on the field, but I'm still seeing guys making plays. They're doing a good job. It's competitive. I just don't know who's in the uniforms. You know, that's what it's all about. But got Jumbo, who had jumped off. I thought Jumbo, I didn't know if you got in an accident. That's the thing about these lines, man. People don't have people in their cars or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you never know.
I never know if somebody got in an accident or whatever. So, Jumbo, I'm glad you're still with us.
I was, Doc. You went to a break, and I had to unfortunately get out of the vehicle. But I wanted to ask about preseason, but real quick, the guy just called from Annapolis. I don't want to hear from him because last year after the Ravens lost, he was a no-show on here for 2 weeks. But he's going to tell us all how to do it. I want to hear from him. Anyway.
hey, that was a tough loss.
Hey,
it was at home, man. It was at home. They got beat.
I know,
but
that's just it. That's Ravens. That's typical Ravens fan. Anyway, they're still crying over the Patriots. But I'm preseason, Doc. I'm 52 years old, and back in the day when your teams were getting good to Redskins, it seemed to me under the first shows, we say Joe Gibbs won, like the first game you played one, the second game two quarters, the third game three, and if you had a good drive the fourth quarter, you were rewarded by being took out
right.
for this injury.
Right.
And now after six series, they'll say like Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams or whatever the case, they're ready. Well, if that was the case, they were ready last year.
Yep. I'm with you, brother. I'm trying to adapt and learn. It's never going back to the way it was. Yeah, you know, it's just the way it is, Max.
It is. It's there's no going back now.
No, and I don't think it makes you a tough guy. You're not trying to. Yeah, I eat leather. No, you don't. I don't want to eat leather. You want to be smart. You know, hell, I wish we'd have to do it either, but we did. You know, everybody was doing it. It's not a brag fact.
It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
The league is doing it, but I do pay attention to what Andy does.
Oh, you have to. You can't. He's cream of the crop.
Yeah, I do watch Andy. Now, if I do believe this, that if TB12 was playing, he'd be playing tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he'd
play. He'd play. That's my point. There's certain guys, and, you know, we just got to get through it. And you can gain something from it. But do you want to be responsible if Jaden Daniels goes out today and somehow a guy slips a block and crushes? You know what I'm saying? But that's the reason why you can't have that fear. Every parent has it when they let their kid go out and play football. That's always there, but that's why they're trained. They're not us. They're in shape. They're prepared for this thing. This is what they do. So, you know, when I watch MMA, I cringe. I don't know how they do it. Even watching WWE coming off ropes and doing the top ropes, even though I know there's some form of choreographing where they're going, it still takes a hell of a lot of skill and athleticism. It
hurts like a...
It's got to.
Oh, man.
It's got to. And they pull it off. You know why? Because they're pros.
Pros.
They're pros.
I watched some dude get a fluorescent light broken over his back, and he was like, I'm good. Want to do it on my head now? Like, it's crazy.
Well, but they're trained for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't try this at home.
Never.
Yeah,
never try
that at home. That's the whole key. But am I excited to see what FedEx will look like lit up? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The only preseason game. There have been no, you know, it just seems like nothing has happened here. Nobody, they haven't been here. And that's kind of strange, too. Kind of, it's different.
It's very weird.
It's just different, man.
If this is the last preseason game, it's their first, you know.
I feel like I've seen the Steelers 100 times.
Yeah.
You know, even though we don't have to hear from Big Tony anymore. Because the good news is that the worse they are, the least we hear from him. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Although he may pop up today. Since I was told that Russell Wilson actually completed a drive.
I heard he quote-unquote looked sharp, and then I looked at the box score and saw he went 2 for 2 for about 34 yards and was like, all right.
Well, no, but based
sharp.
On what he's been doing.
That is sharp.
Yeah, that is sharp. That's balling out.
It's true.
I mean, that is unbelievable. Yeah, I love it because Big Tony is a world-class trash talker.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But when they stink, then he's Casper the Ghost. You know, and that's the fun part about it. Then you don't hear from him. I love it. I love it. See, we have to take these hits daily. We can't hide. We don't hide. We don't run from nothing. We're here. But I love the people who only talk trash when their teams are good. They don't step up to the plate. And then there's also that league-wide agenda. There's usually something that interests you league-wide. What's your league-wide thing? You go, For me, it, of course, he's local again, but I am the Houston Texans are intriguing. I'm hoping, I don't believe it was a one-shot wonder, one-year flash. I think the Texans are well-constructed. Obviously, had great quarterback play. Are they going to get better? All of us want to be the Texans of this year. That's what this year to me is all about. Because they proved first-year defensive coach. Although our guy's been there before, but it's still defensive-minded. People look down on it. But somebody's going to jump out that box and be different. It's going to be there. So, well, to me, that's what we'll see. Another break. We go. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Curly W's. Oh, man. I got to get win. We need a win, man. I'm getting itchy again. I just cannot deal with losing like this. Maybe today is our day. Stay with us. We are lit up, man. Rock and roll. And Tailgate Ted and the crew. You know the boy is going to be out there. Drew, Cohen, he threw out his tailgate deal. He's going to have lobster rolls, Boston roast beef sandwiches, you know, coleslaw, guac, the whole nine yards.
You're making me hungry, man.
That tailgate, man. Hey, man, it does it. It does it. That's what it does for you. And as you mentioned, the Steelers completed a forward pass.
They did.
Yeah, two. You said two of them, right?
Two of them.
Two of them, man. And so that brings out the big dog. So he's back because the black and gold performed. So Big Tony, welcome back.
How you going to be welcome back when you ain't never left? I mean,
well, we didn't hear from you for a minute. I don't know.
Hey, Slim, I told you I was out setting up all my hunting spots, man. That's okay. Next week. Anyway, yeah, I mean, you see your ratings go up every time I'm on this joint, man. I mean, come on, Doc. And you said, the funniest thing, you almost made me pull my truck into a damn building. You said that I run away when we sorry. Hey, Doc, since I've known you, we've never been sorry. Y'all the Bammers that wake up like 13, 14 Mondays every day going season, pissed off. Me? Oh, no. I know I'm good for a good 10 to maybe 14 Mondays that I'm just straight. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, you can. Why, Doc, in a bad mood? Well, it's Monday. I mean, come on, man. It's like clockwork, Doc. So like you said, I ain't never been, you know, having to escape or run away and hide. But yeah, we did. Hey, Russell Wilson looked sharper than my razors on my boat. Dr. Bama played against the eighth string, and now he's all jacked up. He's like, oh yeah, I was just seeing the field. I was doing this. Hey, you was playing against me, Slim, and I got a broke back. And so he out there talking all this. But when, Doc, man, don't even get me started on Doc. But look here, man. You saw that picture. Everybody's tailgating. Well, I'm making all that jerky. I got 14 pounds of venison jerky that I'm cooking right now. And Big Tony's world famous jerky. Y'all look it up. Everybody know about it. Y'all take it easy.
All right. Say goodbye. Well, that's why I'm glad the Steelers do well, because he's a delight.
It's true.
But when they were bumbling, man, last week, it looked like Keystone Cops out there between both of them. It was terrible.
Not great.
Yeah, not good at all. They couldn't block us. But that was good. The Clintons are next stop. Kent.
Kent dropped.
Welcome. Oh, he dropped?
Kent's gone.
Oh, Kent. That could have been a wreck. See, the thing about it, you never know. People driving, it could have been. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
could've,
we don't want you to
wreck.
Could
be in a dead spot. You never know.
Hopefully you're okay. Toothpick. I know Toothpick is settled. No doubt about it.
Yo.
Pick, first string. What's up, man? Podcast. What up?
What's good, Doc? Thanks for taking my call. This is Max is in there rocking it out, too. Big Tony said, Doc, every time I call, your ratings go up. That's because what you don't know, Tony, is Doc's ratings never fall. It's just you got to learn how to read a graph. That's
well,
all
he
it is.
Can't do
His
that.
Ratings
yeah,
always
he,
high.
Yeah, he can't. He can't. We're just happy that he wakes up in good spirits, that he's out there doing that jerky. He's, you know, he's always cooking, I guess. I have seen it. I had to go see it to believe it, and it was real. He's actually pretty good at grilling and doing those things.
Yeah.
And so I'll give him that.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say Tony's good at it, you know.
Yeah, he is. I don't believe that he's a good hunter. I think people provide him the meat. I don't think I for one have never seen him shoot or kill anything. But yet I see the remains around.
Right,
you know, and boy,
right.
Will, you know what Will Markley just said? That's not fair. Now, this is not, I don't even want to read this. It's so bad. It would definitely help ratings if Tony crashed into a building while on the air as he promised. That's not who we are.
No.
Come on, Will. Will, you're better than that, man. Seriously, you're better than that. We don't want any of That's bad.
I hope that's just in jest.
Yeah. I hope that's just for humor. And that's not funny.
Yeah, that's
not funny.
That's what it got to be. What's on your mind, Pat?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Dog, it's our first time, you know, like you said, being a Commanders or FedEx Field this preseason. But honestly, Doc, the way with the new team and the new ownership and the way they did training camp, I sort of preferred this way, Doc, because they had to, you know, be together. They had to be together. They had to be on the road together. They had to be in the hotel together. even though, you know, you wasn't going home. So hopefully what we see tonight is a team, and even though those starters not going to be, you know, not going to be playing, that they cheering the people on to make the team. So want to see what kind of brotherhood they really have tonight. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to. And I really want to see who is going to go seize the opportunity that they get tonight. You know, one of these bubble kids,
yep,
you know, on the verge of making it or not. I want to see who's hungry enough to go out there and lay it all in line and say, not today, you're not cutting me today.
You mentioned it. You mentioned hungry. I say Raven Caldwell. I use Raven as an example because his helmet came off. He kept running. He went in and made the tackle without a helmet. Yep. Now, that might not be a high IQ move, but I never questioned his intent. And I want to go in a foxhole. I want Raven with me. So what I'm looking for tonight is, who can I not cut? I want somebody to say, oh, no, ain't no way in the H. I'm not going to battle without that dude. And so let's see who jumps out at us tonight. And so, and that's be a good thing. Up against the break, give my best to my favorite Kansas City Chief fan. And we'll just keep doing what we do.
Okay, Doc.
Hell to the W. All right, good deal. That is Toothpick. And if you've not checked them out, man, First String Podcast, it's a winner. Do that. We're off the break. Speaking of 757, you're from Pauly?
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. G, you know what? Let me make some calls.
I talked to G yesterday.
All right, we'll be back. Okay, good deal. Welcome back. 1049 in the nation's capital. And just for clarity, Will said he was just in jest. Big Tony is just a little bit of humor. He would never want to see you or any K-9 crew injured. That wouldn't happen. We did give a shout-out that there would be the Harris Group has decided to clean up the mess on the Sean Taylor statue and make it a legitimate tribute worthy of being recognized. And that is awesome. I've never been more embarrassed than when that was revealed, and I couldn't believe it. I thought it was like a prank, but you knew it wasn't a prank. And so, there we go. I've got to get my groove on, and then we'll have it going. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And Max, we got Brother Galdi coming up at the top. And we got Pat from Mechanicsville is on the line and waiting. Okay. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
What's happening, Doc? How you doing, brother?
You tell me.
Oh, man. And, just counting the days down, man, till we get started. Doc, I got a question for you, man. You're around the team a lot, I guess, and
not really.
What do you? No, you should be though.
I can't disagree with that. But yeah, but what's your point?
Yeah, mm-hmm. My point is, what do you think of the receiving core? Do you think we need to go out and add one somewhere, or what's your thoughts? I'm looking forward to McCaffrey and see what he can do, and maybe Deami too. So. You know, I'm just trying to see what you think. And,
well,
you know,
I think that the guy who you wanted him to step up, you needed one of the two. And Deami Brown has stepped up. It's clear that you know he's a deep threat, and you know that's up. So I'm not concerned about that. I don't think they are. They're game planning. They're working on things behind the scenes for Tampa that we're not privy to. So I'm not worried about them. They know they see things we're never going to see. And I don't think I'm worried more about my sixth and seventh offensive linemen to me than I am the wide receivers. I got another
question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about the college football yesterday, the Georgia Tech? You know,
yeah, exciting.
All the games were very competitive, and you know, I watched most of them. I watched Georgia Tech beat Florida State, and then Montana State beat New Mexico, and then SMU almost lost to Nevada. So there was some
The SMU deal. Don't sleep on SMU. No, don't sleep on any school in Texas. Because if they want to be good, they're going to be good, brother. Because you can't match them NIL-wise. They'll run you out of the building. Appreciate the call, man. Have a great day today. Enjoy the game.
One,
yeah, enjoy the game. And I don't know, we'll have some action going on right here for pregame at the very least. I don't know if there'll be no big-time postgame action because it'll be close to midnight before this is over tonight. And you know what? It's still going to be exciting. No matter who's not playing, it's still going to be exciting because we're going to find out some things about people. And that's what it's all about. You know, you're sitting there watching to see who's going to be that breakthrough guy. Who's that dude?
You're going to step up.
Yeah, who sparks? Who makes us sit around and start saying, man, did you see so-and-so?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We are lit up, man. Rock and roll and tailgate Ted. And the crew, you know the boy is going to be out there. Drew Cohen, he threw out his tailgate deal. He's going to have lobster rolls, Boston roast beef sandwiches, you know, coleslaw, guac, the whole nine yards.
You're making me hungry, man.
That tailgate, man. Hey, man, it does it. It does it. That's what it does for you. And as you mentioned, the Steelers completed a forward pass.
They did.
Yeah, two. You said two of them, right?
Two of them,
man. And so that brings out the big dog. So he's back because the black and gold performed. So, Big Tony, welcome back.
How you going to be welcome back when you ain't never left? I mean,
well, we didn't hear from you for a minute. I don't know.
Hey, Slim, I told you I was out setting up all my hunting spots, man. That's okay. Next week. Anyway, yeah, I mean, you see your ratings go up every time I'm on this joint, man. I mean, come on, Doc. And you said the funniest thing, you almost made me pull my truck into a damn building. You said that I run away when we sorry. Hey, Doc, since I've known you, we've never been sorry. Y'all them Bammers that wake up like 13, 14 Mondays every daggone season, pissed off. Me? Oh, no, I know I'm good for a good 10 to maybe 14 Mondays that I'm just straight. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, you can. Why, Doc, in a bad mood? Well, it's Monday. I mean, come on, man. It's like clockwork, Doc. So like you said, I ain't never been, you know, having to escape or run away and hide. But yeah, we did. Hey, Russell Wilson looked sharper than my razors on my boat. Dr. Bama played against the eighth string, and now he's all jacked up. He's like, oh yeah, I was just seeing the field. I was doing this. Hey, you was playing against me, Slim, and I got a broke back. And so he out there talking all this. But when, Doc, man, don't even get me started on Doc. But look here, man. You saw that picture. Everybody's tailgating. Well, I'm making all that jerky. I got 14 pounds of venison jerky that I'm cooking right now. And Big Tony's world famous jerky. Y'all look it up. Everybody know about it. Y'all take it easy.
All right. Say goodbye. Well, that's why I'm glad the Steelers do well, because he's a delight.
It's
but
true.
When they were bumbling, man, last week, it looked like Keystone Cops out there between both of them. It was terrible.
Not great.
Yeah, not good at all. They couldn't block us. But that was good. The Clintons are next stop. Kent
dropped.
Welcome. Oh, he dropped?
Kent's gone.
Oh, Kent. That could have been a wreck. See, the thing about it, you never know. People driving, it could have been. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want you to wreck.
Could be in a dead spot. You never know.
Hopefully you're okay. Toothpick. I know Toothpick is settled. No doubt about it.
Yo.
Pick, first string. What's up, man? Podcast. What up?
What's good, Doc? Thanks for taking my call. This is Max is in there rocking it out, too. Big Tony said, Doc, every time I call, your ratings go up. That's because what you don't know, Tony, is Doc's ratings never fall. It's just you got to learn how to read a graph. That's
well,
all
he
it is.
Can't do
His
that.
Ratings
yeah,
always
he,
high.
Yeah, he can't. He can't. We're just happy that he wakes up in good spirits, that he's out there doing that jerky. He's always cooking, I guess. I have seen it. I had to go see it to believe it, and it was real. He's actually pretty good at grilling and doing those things.
Yeah.
And so I give him that.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say Tony good at it. You know,
yeah, he is. I don't believe that he's a good hunter. I think people provide him to beat the meat. I don't think I for one have never seen him shoot or kill anything, but yet I see the remains around.
Right,
you
right.
Know, and boy, right. Will, now, Will, you know what Will Markley just said? That's not fair. Now, this is not, I don't even want to read this. It's so bad. It would definitely help ratings if Tony crashed into a building while on the air, as he promised. That's not who we are.
No.
Come on, Will. Will, you're better than that, man. Seriously, you're better than that. We don't want any of That's
no,
bad.
No, Will.
I hope that's just in jest. Yeah. I hope that's just for humor, and that's not funny.
Yeah, that's
not funny.
That's what it got to be.
What's on your mind,
Pat? It's got to be silly, but
yeah. What's on your mind,
Doc? It's our first time. You know, like you said, being a Commanders or FedEx Field this preseason. But honestly, Doc, the way with the new team and the new ownership and the way they did training camp, I sort of preferred this way, Doc, because they had to, you know, be together. They had to be together. They had to be on the road together. They had to be in the hotel together. Even, you know, you wasn't going home. So hopefully what we see tonight is a team. And even though those starters not going to be, you know, not going to be playing, that they cheering the people on to make the team. So want to see what kind of brotherhood they really have tonight. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to. And I really want to see who is going to go seize the opportunity that they get tonight. You know, one of these bubble kids,
yep.
You know, on the verge of making it or not. I want to see who's hungry enough to go out there and lay it all on the line and say, not today, you're not cutting me today.
You mentioned it. Hungry. I say Raven Caldwell. I use Raven as an example because his helmet came off. He kept running. he went in and made the tackle without a helmet. Yep. Now, that might not be a high IQ move, but I never questioned his intent. And I want to go in a foxhole. I want Raven with me. So what I'm looking right. for tonight is who can I not cut? I want somebody to right. say, oh, no, ain't no way in the H. I'm not going to battle without that dude. And so let's see yep. who jumps out at us tonight. And so and that's be a good thing. Up against the break, give my best to my favorite right. Kansas City Chiefs fan. And we'll just keep doing what we do.
Okay, Doc.
Hell to the W. All right, good deal. That is Toothpick. And if you've not checked them out, man, First Strength Podcast, it's a winner. Do that. We're off the break. Speaking of 757, you heard from Polly?
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. G, you know what? Let me make
G,
some
I
calls.
G, I talked to G yesterday.
All right,
G's
we'll be
great.
Back. Okay, good deal. Welcome back. 1049 in the nation's capital. And just for clarity, Will said he was just in jest. Big Tony is just a little bit of humor. He would never want to see you or any K-9 crew injured. That wouldn't happen. We did give a shout out that there would be the Harris Group has decided to clean up the mess on the Sean Taylor statue and make it a legitimate tribute worthy of being recognized. And that is awesome. I've never been more embarrassed than when that was revealed, and I couldn't believe it. I thought it was like it was a prank, but you knew it wasn't a prank. And so, there we go. I've got to get my groove on, and then we'll have it going. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And Max, we got Brother Galdi coming up at the top. And we got Pat from Mechanicsville is on the line and waiting. Okay. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
What's happening, Doc? How you doing, brother?
You tell me.
Oh, man, and just counting the days down, man, till we get started. Doc, I got a question for you, man. You're around the team a lot, I guess. And
not really.
What are you – no? Mm. You should be, though.
I can't disagree with that. But what's your point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My point is, what do you think of the receiving core? Do you think we need to go out and add one somewhere or – what's your thoughts? I'm looking forward to McCaffrey and see what he can do, and maybe Deami too. So, I'm just trying to see what you think. And
I think that the guy who you wanted him to step up, you needed one of the two. And Deami Brown has stepped up. It's clear that you know he's a deep threat, and you know that's up. So, I'm not concerned about that. I don't think they are. They're game planning. They're working on things behind the scenes for Tampa that we're not privy to. So I'm not worried about them. They know they see things we're never going to see. And I don't think I'm worried more about my sixth and seventh offensive linemen to me than I am the wide receivers.
I got another question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about the college football yesterday, the Georgia Tech?
Yeah, exciting.
All the games were very competitive, and I watched most of them. I watched Georgia Tech beat Florida State, and then Montana State beat New Mexico, and then SMU almost lost to Nevada. So there was some
The SMU deal. Don't sleep on SMU. No, don't sleep on any school in Texas, because if they want to be good, they're going to be good, brother, because you can't match them NIL-wise. They'll run you out of the building. Appreciate the call, man. Have a great day today. Enjoy the game. And I don't know, we'll have some action going on right here for pregame at the very least. I don't know if there'll be no big-time postgame action because it'll be close to midnight before this is over tonight. And you know what? It's still going to be exciting. No matter who's not playing, it's still going to be exciting because we're going to find out some things about people. And that's what it's all about. You know, you're sitting there watching to see who's going to be that breakthrough guy. Who's that dude?
Going to step up.
Yeah, who sparks? Who makes us sit around and start saying, man, did you see so-and-so? Wow. Need to give me a one-handed catch. But more importantly right now, if we got anybody that can cover somebody, I think that's going to make our headlines on Monday. Monday, the most talked about thing is about if we show we have the ability to cover anybody, I think you're going to come out with some real heroes. Man, that's what it's all about. Other than that, I wonder, is there a spot we haven't mentioned? We've talked edge. We don't talk about the DTs because we're kind of thick in that, and especially with Newton, eventually when he comes back. We know that once we get Wags on the field going, we're strong on that. Our safeties, I feel calm. It really is corner depth. Corner depth for me is important because I don't know. I want to see it. The tight end position, I'm starting to feel real confident about, a level of confidence that is pretty good. So we shall see. What we want you to do is stick and stay with us right here on The Fan. Al Galdi, my old tag team partner, is going to be with us when we return, and nobody breaks it down with a fine line with a magnifying glass like Brother Galdi. So stick and stay with us as we continue to do what we do right here on The Fan. Welcome back. 1049 in the nation's capital. And just for clarity, Will said he was just in jest. Big Tony is just a little bit of humor. He would never want to see you or any K-9 crew injured. That wouldn't happen. We did give a shout-out that there would be the Harris Group has decided to clean up the mess on the Sean Taylor statue and make it a legitimate tribute worthy of being recognized. And that is awesome. I've never been more embarrassed than when that was revealed, and I couldn't believe it. I thought it was like a prank, but you knew it wasn't a prank. And so, there we go. I've got to get my groove on, and then we'll have it going. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And Max, we got Brother Galdi coming up at the top, and we got Pat from Mechanicsville is on the line and waiting. Okay. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
What's happening, Doc? How you doing, brother?
You tell me.
Oh, man, and just counting the days down, man, till we get started. Doc, I got a question for you, man. You're around the team a lot, I guess. And
not really.
What do you? No. You should be though.
I can't disagree with that. But what's your point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my point is, what do you think of the receiving core? Do you think we need to go out and add one somewhere, or what's your thoughts? I'm looking forward to McCaffrey and see what he can do, and maybe Diami too. So, I'm just trying to see what you think. And
I think that the guy who you wanted him to step up, you needed one of the two, and Diami Brown has stepped up. It's clear that you know he's a deep threat, and you know that's up. So I'm not concerned about that. I don't think they are. They're game planning. They're working on things behind the scenes for Tampa that we're not privy to. So I'm not worried about them. They know they see things we're never going to see. And I don't think I'm worried more about my sixth and seventh offensive linemen, to me, than I am the wide receivers.
I got another question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about the college football yesterday, the Georgia Tech? You know,
yeah, exciting.
All the games were very competitive, and I watched most of them. I watched Georgia Tech beat Florida State, and then Montana State beat New Mexico, and then SMU almost lost to Nevada. So there was some
The SMU deal. Don't sleep on SMU. Don't sleep on any school in Texas. Because if they want to be good, they're going to be good, brother, because you can't match them NIL-wise. They'll run you out of the building. Appreciate the call, man. Have a great day today. Enjoy the game. Brother. Yeah, enjoy the game. And I don't know, we'll have some action going on right here for pregame at the very least. I don't know if there'll be no big-time postgame action because it'll be close to midnight before this is over tonight. And you know what? It's still going to be exciting. No matter who's not playing, it's still going to be exciting because we're going to find out some things about people. And that's what it's all about. You know, you're sitting there watching to see who's going to be that breakthrough guy. Who's that dude?
You're going to step up.
Yeah, who sparks? Who makes us sit around and start saying, man, did you see so-and-so? Wow. Need to give me a one-handed catch. But more importantly right now, if we got anybody that can cover somebody, I think that's going to make our headlines on Monday. Monday, the most talked about thing is about if we show we have the ability to cover anybody, I think you're going to come out with some real heroes. Man, that's what it's all about. Other than that, I wonder, is there a spot we haven't mentioned? We've talked edge. We don't talk about the DTs because we're kind of thick in that, and especially with Newton eventually when he comes back. We know that once we get Wags on the field going, we'll be strong on that. Our safeties, I feel calm. It really is corner depth. Corner depth for me is important because I don't know. I want to see it. The tight end position, I'm starting to feel real confident about, a level of confidence that is pretty good. So we shall see. What we want you to do is stick and stay with us right here on the Fan. Al Galdi, my old tag team partner, is going to be with us when we return, and nobody breaks it down with a fine line with a magnifying glass like Brother Galdi. So stick and stay with us as we continue to do what we do right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.